there are several stages to the return and reintegration process. There is first a period where the children who leave the streets in Kampala, they're housed in with an NGO in the city, and ought to receive some health and psychosocial care, some nutrition, and awaiting the movement back to the north of Uganda, Karamoja, where all of the children are from. While held in care in Kampala, the IOM goes through a process of family tracing and assessing the areas that the children will return to. Then they're given transport assistance to move back to the north. They're housed for a little while also in an NGO in order to receive some staging care before they return to their homes.
I understand in this particular case there were 51 children that you all were able to rescue. What was the makeup of that group? How many girls, boys, and what were the age ranges?
Around about 50-50, boys and girls. It's 26 boys, so just marginally more boys. The youngest is 3 years old. The oldest is 15. But the majority of the children are somewhere between the ages of about 9 and 13.
That's pretty amazing. A 3-year old. That's really something. How are they able to get away from their families?
We work with partners on the ground who have kind of active campaigns to promote their existence and to make their services available for street children in general in Kampala. I mean, just to emphasize, the street children issue in Kampala is larger than the one that IOM is dealing with, because we're specifically looking at children who are trafficked from this particular area in the north of Uganda. So there are various campaigns run by various different entities, some NGOs and even the Kampala City Council, to try to deal with the larger issue. We key into that and work specifically with the children who are determined through the various caseworkers to have been trafficked. When they're determined thus, then our support kicks in.
What is the condition of the children when you get them? I understand they endure beatings, rapes, other types of violent acts against them, and then they're put out on the streets to beg. So what kind of condition are they in?
Well, this particular group, as far as we know, and there has been a significant amount of casework which has been, and support which has been given to them already in Kampala, the actual incidence of sexual abuse is not high in this particular group. There are definitely cases of other types of physical trauma, but the general impression of working with the children, though, is not one of great trauma that is evident from the go-get. It's the life they're used to, and their kind of social networks built around the particular aberrant type of life that they have. It's what they know. The trauma, the kind of realization of their experience and the response to it takes some time to come out. But the sense you get from them at this particular moment, of course, and we're dealing with them specifically during the return process. Is
the government cooperating with you all in helping to stop trafficking?
It's a high-profile issue in Uganda, both international trafficking and more so these days the internal trafficking issue. Uganda has a pronounced issue in both cases. In internal trafficking, there's in international trafficking, a lot of cases being reported, particularly from the Far East, China and Middle East, are very pronounced at this moment. The internal trafficking, these networks are often related, though, of course, the solutions and other responses can be quite different. But internal trafficking is also receiving a good deal of attention. We work very closely with the Office of the Prime Minister, but also the First Lady of Uganda, the wife of President Museveni, is the Minister for Karamoja, and she's certainly brought up a lot of attention to this issue, and it's clearly an issue very close to her heart. So this has also been very helpful in drawing attention and mobilizing some resources in order to deal with the problem.